What if everything you believed about normal health was actually keeping you sick? Our society has normalized chronic exhaustion, brain fog, anxiety, and using alcohol to wind down, all while calling it healthy. These normalized behaviors are slowly killing us. Someone dies every 33 seconds from cardiovascular disease. 69% of adults are overweight or obese, and depression rates have increased 50% since 1990. Even more alarming, these trends are accelerating, with millennials experiencing chronic conditions earlier than previous generations. My own health crisis exemplifies this dangerous normalization. Despite appearing healthy externally while working as an NHL performance coach, I collapsed during training and was diagnosed with 4 precancerous polyps. If we had waited any longer, I am not sure you would have made it to your 35th birthday, my doctor warned. Years of chronic stress, poor sleep, and spiritual disconnection had nearly killed me, the same normal lifestyle many are living. Your body communicates constantly, yet most people remain functionally illiterate in this vital language. Like being stranded in a foreign country without understanding emergency alerts, we often feel overwhelmed when we can't interpret our body's urgent messages. All forms of stress, mental, physical, spiritual, or emotional, accumulate in the same metaphorical stress cup. The Holmes and Rahe stress scale quantifies this, showing when your total exceeds 300 points, there's a 79% correlation with major health breakdown within 2 years. Many individuals exist in fake health, technically disease-free, but burdened with chronic symptoms. This dangerous cycle progresses clearly. Chronic overreaching leads to chronic stress, triggering chronic inflammation, manifesting as chronic symptoms, ultimately resulting in chronic illness, now the leading cause of death for 71% of Americans. The scientific key lies in heart rate variability, HRV, the microscopic variations between successive heartbeats. High HRV indicates robust stress adaptation and healthy parasympathetic nervous system function, while low HRV reveals poor adaptation and sympathetic nervous system dominance. The first pillar focuses on strategic nutrition and hydration timing. For nutrition, stop eating 3 hours before bed. Start eating 3 hours after waking, creating a 12-15-hour fast. Control portions and sequence meals. Vegetables first, then proteins and fats, followed by carbs. This pattern regulates insulin, reduces inflammation, and optimizes cellular energy. For hydration, consume half your body weight in ounces daily with electrolytes, 75% before 3 p.m. to support sleep. With 75% of Americans chronically dehydrated, even 1% dehydration reduces cognitive function by 5%. That afternoon brain fog might just be dehydration. The build pillar strengthens mind and body through intentional movement and mindset practices. Training means purposeful, undistracted movement with clear intention. A complete program addresses strength, endurance, power, and flexibility. Morning exercise optimizes hormones, enhances fat burning, and improves mental clarity. Simple habits like early workouts, post-meal walks, and achieving 10,000-plus daily steps dramatically improve health outcomes. Mindset forms the foundation of health transformation. While mental toughness helps push through challenges, proper mindset practices, including brief meditation, breathwork, learning-based reading, reflection, and gratitude, create lasting change. Stanford research shows that managing stress reactions improves health outcomes, while practices centered on love and gratitude promote healing. The repair pillar prioritizes sleep and immune health. During sleep, the glymphatic system's activity increases tenfold, clearing brain toxins while enabling muscle repair and hormone regulation. Follow the 3-2-1-0 rule. No meals 3 hours before bed, no work 2 hours before, no blue light 1 hour before, and no snoozing. Create a parasympathetic buffet of calming activities like sauna, journaling, or gentle walking. Consider mouth taping for nasal breathing to increase oxygen efficiency by 20%. Monitor immune health through heart rate variability. 3 consecutive days of decline signals needed intervention. Hot and cold exposure therapies boost immunity. Aim for 11 minutes of cold exposure and 90-plus minutes of sauna weekly, potentially increasing white blood cell count by 40% and reducing respiratory infections by 30%. The Renew pillar emphasizes deliberate self-care and environmental control. Practice rejuvenating activities like art, nature walks, or hobbies. True selflessness stems from maintaining clear boundaries and sustainable energy. Shape your environment actively. Be a thermostat, not a thermometer. This includes physical spaces, sensory inputs, and social connections. Research indicates we need 4 hugs daily for survival, 8 for maintenance, and 12 for growth, with physical touch reducing cortisol and increasing oxytocin by 45%. Creating a life by design requires developing a deliberate system rather than living by default. This means focusing on weak foundations first, strategically replacing old habits, and consciously investing energy in your chosen direction. Unlike business operations, health demands your direct involvement. There are no shortcuts. The power lies in consistency over intensity, making small, sustainable changes rather than dramatic ones. Success becomes inevitable when you accept your current position, take full accountability, and commit to the process, understanding that setbacks are natural stepping stones. To create your personal design, identify your top 3 health-related core values, understand how life aspects interact, and clarify your desired outcomes. Build an accountability team with mentors and professionals, then take specific action steps, focusing on the pillar that needs most improvement. The power of ownership shines through stories like Sarah's, a Harvard entrepreneur who conquered depression through meditation and proper sleep. By increasing her nightly sleep from 4 to 9 hours, her HRV jumped from 14 to 111, enhancing her emotional control and decisions. Michael, a 49-year-old executive, raised his HRV from 20 to 67 by embracing the 4 pillars. His transformation began with basic changes, sleeping at 10 p.m., a tech-free evening routine, and regular breathing exercises. These stories reveal a crucial truth. Your health challenges stem from habits and environment, not personal defects. The solution requires taking ownership through systematic, data-driven changes. Your health is the foundation for everything else. With abundant energy, mental clarity, and emotional resilience, what heights could you reach? The choice is yours. Embrace mediocrity or design your extraordinary health story today. Being different means rejecting societal health norms. The most successful people don't do extraordinary things, they do ordinary things consistently. When interviewing wealthy, healthy people, Jesse Itzler found they credited consistent habits around sleep, nutrition, and mindfulness. Either prioritize health now or illness later. True selflessness requires boundaries for sustainable energy. Even when we mentally adapt to stressors, our bodies continue responding physiologically. Consider what environmental factors might silently impact your health. Transformation is gradual, with consistency trumping intensity. Success becomes inevitable when you accept your position, take accountability, and commit to the process, understanding setbacks are natural. Start by strengthening foundations, replacing habits strategically, and investing energy purposefully. Unlike business, health cannot be automated. It demands your direct involvement. The choice is yours. Accept normal or design your own extraordinary health story.